This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is Glenn Halleck with the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 34 for Wednesday, August 24th. Ice canola futures pull back on Wednesday due to a lack of support from other vegetable oils. At the final settlement, the November canola contract loses $6.80 at $8.43.60 per ton, and the January contract is down $6.10 at $8.52.30 per ton. The Chicago soy complex, European rapeseed, and the off-session of Malaysian palm oil are lower. Global crude oil prices are slightly higher, providing some direction to veg oils. The prairies are forecast to remain dry until the weekend. Early next week, temperatures on the prairies will range from the mid 20 degrees Celsius to the low 30s. A trader suggests Stats Canada is too slow in putting out its next principal crop report. The trader says crop yields have diminished during August. While he thinks canola is likely to come in around 18.5 million tons during harvest, he predicts Stats Canada's forecast is probably 20 million tons, given the agency's data was collected about a month ago. The Canadian dollar is down a pinch as the loonie slips to 77.05 U.S. cents compared to Tuesday's close of 77.09. The United States Department of Agriculture reports a private sale of 517,000 tons of new crop soybeans to China. The eastern leg of the Pro Farmer Crop Tour estimates corn yields in Indiana at nearly 178 bushels per acre. The western leg says corn yields in Nebraska are about 158.5 bushels per acre. As for soybeans, the tour places the Indiana soybean pod count at almost 1,166 and Nebraska at less than 1,064. Further to the south, rains are slowing the soybean harvest on the Delta with more precipitation to come. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are lower on Wednesday. The November contract pulls back 4 cents at $14.57 per bushel. October soy oil drops nearly 9-tenths of a cent at 66.8 U.S. cents per pound. October soy meal is up $1.10 at $4.32.80 per short ton. Corn futures are higher on Wednesday as the December contract adds 2 cents at $6.57 per bushel. Chicago oats are stronger, with its December contract rising 10 cents at 418. The U.S. wheat complex is higher, with Chicago December gaining 13 cents at 813. Kansas City December is up 14 cents at 893. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis December rises 9 cents at 921. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Wednesday, August 24th at Markets Farm in Winnipeg. I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.